In 18th century Lisbon, as the Inquisition entered its decline, the Catholic authorities presented the Masons as an illicit gay cult. After the French Revolution, the English feared them as Jacobin agitators. Hitler and Mussolini ranked them among fascism's most dangerous foes. For all that, in moments of violence and political chaos, the Masons have tended to come out on top. Mr. Dickey is also a historian of the Mafia, and he suggests a connection between Italian lodges and organised crime syndicates. Some leading Masons, such as Licio Gelli, the head of Italy's P2 lodge in the 1970s, have collaborated profitably with terrorists and money launderers. According to a former Grand Master in Calabria, 28 out of 32 lodges in the region were known to be controlled by the 'Ndrangheta as recently as the 1990s. The craft is a well-researched account that dismantles any lingering suspicion that the Freemasons are preparing for world domination. Almost all such calumnies assume they have some form of central government. Mr. Dickey makes clear that there is no such thing. While the lodges share some core principles, they are remarkably various. Masons have been revolutionaries and reactionaries, progressives and conservatives. By chronicling these shifts, Mr. Dickey has turned legend into history.